Money FM 89.3, best of your money. Influence with Michelle Martin on Your Money, only on Money FM 89.3.
He grew up on a chicken farm in Malaysia, started by his father with 500 chicks some 42 years ago. Today, they're a leading organic food grower, wholesaler, and retailer in the Southeast Asian region. They bring fresh produce from Asia to the world and to your doorstep, usually within a day. Now, you've probably seen their organic cabbages, gluten-free pasta, noodles, even heirloom tomatoes. You've probably even eaten some of it from Cold Storage, Red Mart, even Amazon. And now you have the opportunity to try their seasonal produce at the hands of chefs at Sichuan Douhua, for whom they've grown exclusive ingredients for. Time to welcome to Influence Executive Director of Zen Sin Organic, Tai Seng Yi. Seng Yi, good morning.
Good morning, Michelle.
Good of you to join us. So your dad, who started the farm 42 years ago, once worked as a clerk here in Singapore, but decided, no, he was going to start his own chicken farm. And then a Japanese sensei comes along to teach the art of composting that would bring the business to the next chapter, and you start organic farms some 20 years ago. How did the business from your dad's chicken farm become one that would, you know, expand to food growing, wholesaling, even retailing in Southeast Asia? When does the organic part of the puzzle come into the picture? How does it do that?
Well, you know, it's a long story, but I'll keep it short. Yeah, I mean, we use chicken dung with other ways like coffee dregs to ferment them to become organic fertilizers. I mean, the way of making it is called bokashi. So, I mean, we make a lot of them and we couldn't sell them. So my father and I went to Cameron Highland to see the organic farmers, and we tasted the cabbage they grow, which is so good. And then my father stuffed the whole cars with the cabbages and then brought them down back to the town and then share with people.
Mm-hmm.
And he got the confidence of, you know, how good is the cabbage, and then, you know, the organic cabbage, just like how what it was tasted, you know, during his childhood. So he's so passionate about it, and then he started, you know, using the organic fertilizers we make to grow vegetables deep in the jungle in Kelantan. So, you know, then we grow a lot of vegetables we couldn't sell that we naturally we open the shop to sell. Yeah. And then but still, you know, 20 years ago, there not many people know about organic food and organic vegetables.
Yeah.
So we decided to open our farm to public to visit, which is the Zen Sin Organic Park, that to make people to learn about the organic food.
Okay.
So
mm-hmm.
I mean,
so your dad
it goes a long,
your
long
dad
way, yeah.
really liked the taste. He could taste the difference between the food grown with organic fertilizer and other types of fertilizer, and that really prompted the expansion of the business really into organic.
Yes, definitely. Mm. Because, you know, if the taste, I mean, doesn't have much differences, I don't think people really pay extra for that. But more importantly is, you know, because we grow without chemical pesticides, I mean, we see the differences.
Yeah,
we see the energy in the produce too.
So when I met you, I was amazed because, you know, we were talking about your vegetables, of course, over lunch, and then some of the vegetables were there in their packages. And I thought, oh my goodness, I buy these vegetables all the time. And here I'm sitting across the guy who's growing these vegetables. So you have 15 shops in Malaysia, one in Singapore, two opening in China. I'm sure everyone listening has, if they have not seen your organic vegetables, they've definitely eaten them because
yeah.
They're available everywhere, right? Cold Storage, NTUC Fairprice,
yeah.
Lazada.
Yeah.
So when you enter the organic market in Singapore, that was, tell me when, and what was your strategy for taking on the competition?
That was 2007. I was tasked to spearhead to Singapore. So, I mean, when we enter the market, our price is around $2, which the prices still stay the same like today. But, you know, before then, the price of a pack of vegetables is like, organic vegetables is like $5.
Right.
So when we enter the market with a reasonable price, I think consumers sense that. And then we ever did a stories before, which the whole family consumed the organic vegetables for less than $50 a week.
Oh, you did a challenge? Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So we're not exclusive to the medium-high income group of customers.
Mm-hmm.
Constantly we find our customers, mostly they are the medium-income or medium-low income groups that consume the organic vegetables because they feel the differences.
So you're making it accessible to everybody, basically. organic food with your price point. What do you do differently then for farmers in your model of business? How do you maintain this price point and make sure the farmers are paid fairly?
Yeah, we have a very interesting way of selecting our farmers. I mean, first we have to know that whether they are good people by looking at their farm, by looking at their person. And then we fix the price and we fix the quantity for them. Before we come into the market, the organic farmers has to grow like 30 or 40 types of vegetables because they deal with a small shop that requests all kinds of vegetables they want. But when we enter into the market, we choose the land to grow whatever we think is suitable for them to grow. So they are more specialized in what they should grow in their land. And then we give them the fixed quantity and a fixed price. And then we actually guarantee them that they will do better than when they farm conventionally. So I think we eliminate the instability of the prices, which is always the biggest worry of the farmers.
Absolutely, those fluctuations. And speaking of, you know, big fluctuations, how has COVID impacted your business?
Yeah, it speed up what we should do online. So, it was really crazy that the night when the CB was announced, we actually received like more than 200 orders. And then, you know, we used to deliver just a little bit, but, you know, suddenly the influx of the orders came in and then we have to deal with that. Mm. So we have speed up so much. And then I must say that, you know, today our online team is pretty strong. And then you can see our website, zensin.com.sg, which is, with plenty of functions. And you can talk to us, you can buy from us, you can communicate with us immediately for what you want. So customers really expect us to deliver, you know, fast as next day or the next few hours. So we have changed a lot and now we managed to do it. I'm glad to say that.
Do you think more people are looking at buying organic because, you know, health has become such a concern with COVID?
I think it's always a growing trend, but it's not as exponential as we want to see. But definitely the health consciousness is there, and then especially during COVID, I think people want to keep themselves healthy, you know. I mean, all of us want to get sick, I think. So we see that, you know, many of them are looking for solutions, and then they also try to cook more at home now because of the restrictions. So we see the growth of the home cook. But with phase two and phase three is coming, I think this trend is dying down a little bit. Yeah, I think people are still looking for more convenient solutions. Mm. Yeah, so which is something that we are looking at as well.
Oh, you got something in the works?
Yeah, in the plan.
Nervous giggle. Not ready to share it with the world yet, Michelle. Okay, it sounds like some sort of organic food prep that you're going to make easier for all of us. Am I close? Yeah. Am I getting warmer?
a little bit.
All right. Yeah. Can you mention some of the brands? Because I don't think people understand the significance of this conversation until they realize when they go to the supermarket and they're going to pick up, you know, some cabbage or some of your gorgeous heirloom tomatoes, which tastes so good. Can you mention some of the brands under you?
It's Jensen Organic in Cold Storage. And then you can find us under Good Nature in Fair Price. Mm-hmm. And then you can find us as Love Bio in Lazada and also 123 Organics in Amazon. So these are the brands under our pipelines. We source responsibly, and then every batch, we know the farmers who grow the vegetables. I think this is the beauty of us, you know. We have codes on every label of our vegetables. Uh-huh. Yeah, that we can identify which house that pack the vegetables. Wow. And then in the pack house, you know, we know which day that we pack these vegetables and then where the vegetables coming from. So we can trace back to the farm. And then for our farmers, they actually do homework. They actually have to do recordings of what they grow in that plot of land. And then what do they use to grow?
Mm. Yeah. Okay, so
that makes sure the whole chain is not break. And then, you know, because every time that we get a question that, is your organic vegetables really organic?
Yeah.
Yeah. So we have to prove that with the traceability. I think so far we have done it quite comprehensively compared to our competitors.
So Sengyi, your father started the farm 42 years ago. You're a second generation leader. How do you plan to bring this business into the future?
Yeah, we aim to be the leader in Asia. And then, it's quite lucky that we got the award by Frost & Sullivan this year to make us the best in Southeast Asia. So we believe that the health trend will continue to grow. And then we definitely think that, people will look for more and more healthy food in the coming years. So we see that that's why we are growing into China, and then we're opening two shops in China. Yeah.
Well, congratulations on that award, right, for best practices from Frost and Sullivan for the for what you've done with organic food. It's not the first time you've won the award, have you?
No, it's the third year. Yeah.
Yeah. So that is a recognition of how strong a market player you are, and so you've got that position to maintain, right, moving forward.
Yeah, I mean, definitely. You know, we continue to build a trust. I think that's important. You know, we. If any of our customers have doubt about our products, you know, you're welcome to talk to us, and then you know we will explain bit by bit to you. I think this is our commitment, and then this is how we help our farmers too. You know, that's why we even have a Jensen Travel that bring people to the farms.
Wow!
But you know, just that now we cannot do anything. Mm-hmm. But as soon as it's open, I think you're welcome to join us to our farm tours in Cameron in everywhere else in the world, I think.
Fantastic. Now, I know that your food, I experienced it because it's part of a tie-up with Sichuan Dohua. How did you work with the restaurant to grow what they wanted? I mean, do you start with a flavor profile or how do you do it?
Yeah, I mean, it's first you have to impress the boss and the chef. So, I have to bring out something from my sleeve, I think. So, we have something very special that we grow for them. We grow the organic cabbages for extra 15 to 20 days. We grow until the cabbages burst.
Bursting with flavor. Okay.
Burst, not just burst in flavor, but the whole cabbages literally burst.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, you know, when the farmers tell us, because they normally cannot sell the burst cabbages because of the look. But they actually know that those cabbages are the best cabbages because they're filled with the water, you know, the cabbages juice, and then they are sweeter.
Oh.
So we do this specially for Sichuan Dohua, and then we get a commitment from them that will use it for long term, which is actually the best to the farmers. You know, now they have ways to sell their burst cabbages.
Right.
Yeah. So this is a unique part that they cook it very nicely with the Sichuan way. You know, using our cabbages with the Wagyu beef.
Yeah.
Which I think that's really a nice dish. You have to order that one.
And I have tried it. It's fantastic. You even got me eating cabbage flowers. I've never tasted that. It almost tasted like wasabi. Tastes like wasabi or mustard flowers.
The mustard flowers. Yeah, the mustard leaf is always vegetables get looked down. You know, you never seen them as a main dish. You only seen them below the clay pot, which is kind of sad. But, you know, we know that our mustard, which is gai choy, you know, They taste, when we grow organic, they really taste sweeter. You know, they are bitter, but their aftertaste is always pretty sweet, you know, as compared to the conventional one. So accidentally, I was walking the farm, and then I plucked the mustard flowers because the farmers was keeping the seed, which is quite common in the organic farms.
Mm-hmm.
So I plucked the flowers, and then I put it in my mouth, and then, wow, you know, this is wasabi.
Yeah.
So
spicy.
Yeah, spicy. And exactly like wasabi, you know. So I sell it to the chef and then they tasted it. They love it. And then, you know, then and they make a very nice dish, which is a poached mustard leaf, which is, I think, the first in Singapore that they serve this together with the mustard flowers.
Fantastic. Well, always pushing the boundaries and pushing for a better food, it looks like, organic food, that is, which has received the Frost & Sullivan Asia Pacific Best Practices Award for the Malaysian Organic Food Company. Just terrific. We've been speaking with Executive Director of Zenzin Agri Organic Food, Tai Sengyi. Sengyi, have a wonderful day.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at MoneyFM88.3. FM893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.